It's Mother's Day weekend.
And we all know what that means.
And really we know what that means. Let me preface this, okay, by saying what a great mother my wife is to our kid. That I'm going to have, in my estimation, I'm going to be the lucky one, the perfect Mother's Day weekend. Mm-hmm. Because my wife, the mother of my kid,
yes.
And my mother-in-law, who, as you know, I'm still blessed to have...
That's right.
Still living with us. Mm-hmm. How's your mother-in-law?
How's your mother-in-law?
Right. They're both going to be out on the whole weekend.
They're gone.
They're gone.
Leaving.
Because my kid, who is 20 now...
Yes.
Apparently still requires some type of, I don't know, he's moving off campus.
Oh, yes.
This is the time of year they kick them out of the dorms for good, and he's moving off campus.
Right.
So there's like he bought furniture and stuff and has to rent a car. And anyway, somebody's got to help him. I don't know. He's getting a TV from us. Anyway, all I know is that my wife, because she's great, is going down there.
He needs a little maternal assistance?
Well, I don't think he needs maternal assistance. I think he needs... well, probably she'll be doing a lot of lifting and carrying.
Yeah. Well, did you give him a heads up that perhaps, knowing your wife as I know her, based on what you say primarily, that he might want to have something in line for Sunday when she's down there? Something prepared?
Oh,
she's going to require that.
Oh, for Mother's Day? No, I've already handled that.
Give him a lecture?
Well, yeah, I was doing the shopping with him on the telephone today as he was in the at the particular outlet where he was getting the thing. So she's going down more to oversee. You know,
and, right.
And I said to her again, and I really wasn't goofing. Mike looked at me at this conversation in the office like, you're crazy. I said to her again right before the show, he said, you know, you're driving down there with your mom. It's easy enough for me to get on a plane and fly down to Greenville and help everybody move in. But the thing is, with my wife, now that she's taken control of this thing with my son moving, it's become more than just, I guess, the difference is when I moved him down to college last time to put him in the dorm,
right.
I brought all the crap down in my truck,
mm-hmm.
unloaded it, and dropped him off and said, okay. See ya.
Good luck.
Got in the car and went back home.
Right, I remember.
I think the difference between a dad and a mom is that her thought is first, well, we've got to clean out the place that he was living in.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I would say...
no need for that.
I would say, good luck on that to the next sap that lives in that dorm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But she's going to make sure that they clean it up. And then she was asking questions like, you know, electricity at this new place.
Yeah.
And I guess my kid said...
springtime.
He's got electricity, but he didn't know about the hot water or the gas and... That's what concerns her, and rightly so, because she's a mother. You know, me being a father, I would say, well, I guess he'll need hot water the first time he gets tired of taking a cold shower.
Exactly. You're a guy. You know what it is to live like a vagrant.
But she's going to go down there, and she's going to do what she does. She's going to try to organize, and she's going to try to help him out, and she's great for doing that. And
that's the difference between men and women also. I think that men, by and large, will have slept in many different outdoor settings, many more than women, over the course of their lifetimes.
Bodily fluids.
Yeah, in strange locations.
But I do think she's going to be walking through. I wouldn't want to walk into this either. This has been a dorm with four boys, and you know, four boys means at any time up to 40 people have been in this dorm
doing various things.
Yes, four men. Yeah, they're all 20 years old, and I guess by the time she gets down there, they're all going to be gone.
Uh-huh.
He's staying down there over the summer down in the Carolinas,
uh-huh.
and he's allegedly getting a job down there to pay for this place, and they're all leaving to go back home. So I think. The way that it was explained is that they're all just going to leave it like college kids do.
Because they're coming back.
Well, no, they're not. They're all being kicked out. After 2 years,
right.
you can't stay. You got to like.
So they're all splitting.
They're all splitting, but yeah. I guess the other three guys
yeah.
are okay with leaving it like with a PLS.
Of course
right.
they are.
And I think if.
Like, I'm not going to take that sandwich with me.
No.
And I'm pretty sure that if Frida wasn't going down, my kid would feel the same way.
Exactly.
You know, you walk out and you go, well, what the hell? It's dirty. But anyway, the last thing I heard from my wife was. The last panic thing was we're packing up the truck, getting everything ready for the trip. She says, I need a vacuum cleaner. I said, a vacuum cleaner?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if he wants a vacuum cleaner, you know, let him buy a vacuum. I've never known him to vacuum a day in his life. She said, no, for the dorm, for the place we're moving out of.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the difference. That's why she's a chick.
My senior year of college, I vacuumed my apartment once.
and only because a bag of pretzels was broken when we were playing baseball with it during a party. And it involved driving home 2 hours, getting the vacuum, driving back to school, vacuuming, and then driving it back.
Wow.
It was a six-hour vacuum job.
Well, on a dorm floor, you should have a community vacuum.
I would think so.
There'd be a community vacuum that's
there's normally a girl that takes care of normally a girl on campus.
I just got to look at Robert.
Robert Mailman?
Robert walking by
the window.
I missed
that. In his onesie.
You'll see him in just a second. Oh, God, I hope he doesn't oopsie in that onesie.
Yeah.
You ever get the oopsie? So,
oopsies.
So listen, they're going down to take care of this, and I think both sides have no idea the hell that's going to happen at some point over the weekend, because you're going to have my wife and my mother-in-law in a truck for 8 or 9 hours, then going down with my kid, who's going to be right at that end of school, ready to move out of the dorm, ready to move into my own place thing, with mom there being like mom, and it's going to be, I'm sure, probably her worst Mother's Day ever.
But for you, back here in the stress-free zone.
And this is why I'm the lucky guy today. Uh-huh. Even though, hey, I didn't have my acupuncture today, but I'm still doing okay.
Sure. So you didn't go to the switch hitter? I mean, the backup pitcher, you know, the lady that's not substituting?
Yeah. No, as it turns out, she sent me a very nice email about that. I had to have a conversation with some people at IBC. Mm-hmm. Infinity Broadcasting Company this morning.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. It was just the usual crap. Just crap. But one of those things where they say, you must be at home for this telephone call.
Right.
So they say, we'll call between 9 and 10.
Right.
And this is when I normally get my acupuncture. So I send her an email saying, you know,
can't make it.
It'll be late. So I'm saying 9:15, 9:30. If I 10 till 10, I get a phone call, and it's a secretary saying, "Hello, Don." I said, "Yes." She said, "Do you have a pencil?" I said, "Yes." "Please write down the following number." So she gives me some 800 number.
Mm-hmm.
"Here's your PIN." Okay. Yes. I go, "Okay, what the hell is this? Like an 8-digit number." "Call this number right now." So I call, and it says, "Welcome to the Infinity Broadcasting Group phone. Please enter your PIN number." And it's like calling a sex line. So I put in my whatever the 8 digits are that they give me, and then I hear a connection, and I go, "Hello?" And I hear someone else's voice go, "Who's this?" You know, again, like it's a sex phone. And I go, "Who's this?" And the other guy says,
"Well, who's this?"
Finally said, "This is Don. They told me to call." And then he says, "Oh,
Don, hey, it's Steve. How are you?"
And these are all people that are in an office, you know, 11 miles away from where I'm at.
Right. That's right.
I don't know why they just couldn't pick up the telephone to have this, and I use this term very loosely, this important conversation.
Right.
But we had to go through the whole Infinity computer phone, getting all the lines meshed together, when really all you had to do was get one guy in one room, one guy in another room, both of them pick up the intercom at the same, you know,
yeah,
pick up the line.
You do a conference call. Right.
But anyway, so I missed the acupuncture, still on top of it. Still feeling good, and here's my message today, because I do try to have a message of clarity on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've already explained what a great wife and mother I think Frida is. I just want to say, if Father's Day got one-tenth of the attention of Mother's Day, you would have a society of men that would not be as pissed off as we are in general.
This is true.
Okay, you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I've just spent the last 5 minutes telling you what a great woman my wife is.
Mm-hmm.
She's going down to do this task with my kid, and if it was me, I'd drive down, I would drop off the crap like I did last year, and I'd say, "Junior, you're on your own.
See ya!"
But she's a woman, she's a girl, she's a lady.
That's whoa, she's a lady.
She's a mother. And she's doing this on Mother's Day, which is going to be,
what,
you know,
mothers do.
Bad news for my kid, who's going to get the fallout from this. But it's not entirely his fault, even though he's a jerk in his own way, and I love him. This whole thing with Mother's Day, and I'm not even talking about in my house, because there's been no pressure this year. You know, in prior years, my wife has put on the full court press about Mother's
Day. Prior times when it's been nuts in your house.
Yeah, well, no, this year, well, you know, the big 50th birthday is coming up next month.
There's the pressure.
So that's the pressure. So there's been nothing about Mother's Day. So this doesn't even have to do with my wife.
I haven't heard anything about Mother's Day really of any significance for about 3 years. Just kidding.
No, seriously, but it still affects you even when you're divorced. My ex-wife said to me, you know, I have my kids this weekend, and my ex-wife said to me, make sure they call. That's it. That's it. You look, if you want to look for fringe benefits, you know, tiny little ones, but ones that are significant nonetheless, you look for that one. So I certainly hope I find a way to a phone on Sunday.
Yeah. I hope you remember.
I could forget.
Do you want me to call and remind you?
I could forget. I really could forget.
Well, the girls will.
If I get going and we're doing something fun, you know, and it's supposed to be a beautiful day.
I'll call you.
You know, I could.
What could be more fun than the call, though?
Yeah. Well, the call from them, not from me.
Right.
Yeah, the call. I'm not a part of that equation anymore.
Would you like me to call?
If you'd like.
On behalf?
That, you know what? She would appreciate. She would laugh at that, actually.
On behalf of Catherine Elizabeth?
You know, I'll give you the number and let you call. That would that would be hysterical.
I think you should insert yourself into the equation like the guy in 24 and say, please hold for Catherine.
Yeah, I'm thinking about handling the call, even though they can call their mother anytime they want, of on that particular day, handling the call much like you would get it in a prison. You know, where they continue, and then I break in. Catherine and Elizabeth, 2 minutes, please. 2 minutes. And then a break back in. But no, it's gonna be a fine day. It's gonna be a fun.
Of course, a fun this
day.
Call may be taped
for security purposes.
Yeah, right. For your own protection, this call may be taped
in an effort to serve you better.
Exactly. So, it is a much ado about nothing holiday. Created by
the thing is,
everybody.
Greeting card company.
Yeah. The thing is that it's a multimedia thing now. If you turn on any of these stupid shows, like the ones I watch. This is the one day a year that I don't watch. Actually, take it back. 2 days a year I don't watch my beloved Regis and Kelly.
Uh-huh.
First, when they do the Valentine's Day, where it's always a crippled guy getting married. I don't want to see that. You know, it's a sob story. And the other thing I don't want to see is on Mother's Day when it's, you know, it's mom's dream come true. And, you know, it's some house frau and they give her, you know, Maid Brigade comes out. And everybody does this. And
10 years ago, my ma got very sick by eating some accidental rat poison.
You see the ads on TV with that guy, sales. It's almost time. The diamond sale. Right. All the same ads that we run. What, Rob?
Phone's ringing.
We'll pick it up.
No, you answer.
I think you better answer that.
No, go ahead.
Don, you better answer that.
No, you answer it.
Stop ringing.
Maybe it's not my wife.
No, you know what? I was schnookered. It's your son.
Now he can't even hear the show where he's at.
True.
He was instructed to call.
Oh.
Oh, mom must have called him and told him. Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, what's up? You're on the air.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Fine. Mom told me I should call.
Huh. Why did your mother say call?
Because you're talking about moving in, she said.
Yeah?
Talking about her helping you move in.
You mean
in?
Talking about you moving in?
Yeah.
Talking about, hold on. I was talking about mom going down there this weekend to help you move in to your place.
And how great she is.
And all, yeah, and everything she's doing for you.
And I do appreciate it, but I was just on the phone with her, and she said I should call.
Huh. Okay, hold, please.
Yes.
Hey, Marty, is she at home?
Well, of course she is.
Hold
yeah.
Enter your PIN number.
Hold, please.
Hold on a second. Time for a conference call.
Mother. And I'm getting off my main point here.
Well,
I wish I had my acupuncture today. It would have kept me on point with it about the unfair balance of Mother's Day advertising. And today they're three deep in the store already. Yeah. It's 2 days ahead. You know why? Because it's hi, honey. Because it's women buying as well as men. Because
yeah, of course.
Women are buying for their mothers. And,
they have mothers
and the,
too.
And the freaking categories that I see today. You know, from the dog to mom,
sure.
From the cat to mom. That I see to my birth mother. Yeah. You know, yes. to my adopted mother, to my aunt. Really a category. To my aunt, who's kind of like my mother.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You know what I saw at Hallmark? I couldn't believe it. It's from a mother to her daughter on Mother's Day.
Yes.
I believe that. I didn't see it
mothers
today.
Mothers and daughters who are mothers.
They're, yeah.
Honey?
I oftentimes send cards to my sisters.
Well, they have kids,
they're
right.
They're not my mother. They're mothers, and I think they do a great job.
Maybe I'll
hold
send
on.
Some flowers to
hold
my
on.
Sister.
Hold on, baby. Hold on a second. Because I'm hearing that. Beep, 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 beep. There you go. I got rid of it. Let me see. Are you still there?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Hold on, boy. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Hold on, boy.
Hold on. Hold on, boy. Hey, all right. Why did you have Mr. Man call? What was the message?
He was calling to tell me about, you know, various things about calling about his electricity, et cetera. And I said, oh, you should call Dad. He's talking about the move because I thought you could ask him. He's the one who said he had to vacuum. Who actually said, I had to vacuum. He's the one who called.
You know what? I'm going to just do like a Dr. Phil thing.
Yeah.
When I was yelling at Dr. Phil yesterday, I'm going to have to do the same thing today.
Who initiated the vacuuming talk?
Okay, you're both on the air now. Both members of my family are on the air.
I wasn't hostily saying he should call. I just thought you could get his perspective. No, my perspective.
Okay, Bart, what is your what perspective do you want me to get from him, honey?
You were saying that the vacuuming, for example, came from me. He's the one who told me that these are the things he has to do before he moves out. So he's very diligent when instructing me to do something. I mean, he was conscientious enough to think of that.
Well, did he mention the vacuuming to you so you'd do the vacuuming?
Well, of course.
I have a vacuum.
What, Bart? What?
I don't have a vacuum at school, and I would need one to do the vacuum.
Does the dorm floor have a vacuum?
What about the mall rats you live with?
Well, they don't have a vacuum either.
What about a broom?
Whenever you need something, say, oh, I have to have this video something, you take the little credit card that we let you use for emergencies, and go to Walmart or wherever and buy it. Now, you could have done that in the vacuum situation, too.
No, because I asked you about it, and you said, we'll figure it out when we get down here. I asked you about it a week ago.
Why don't you just get a broom, son? I'm not busting chops.
No, we don't need... I really didn't say that he should call you to give him a hard time, because I've already got the vacuum packed. It's not a problem. I was just saying to get his point of view.
All right. And what point of view is that? Bart, what is your point of view on this?
He doesn't have a point of view.
I don't even know what we're talking about.
Yeah,
Mom just told me I should call.
You do the radio show, Daddy. I thought you might want somebody, you know, another member other than me calling in. That was it. We don't need to get the third degree.
I didn't even call you.
You're the one that told Bart to call.
I was just doing what I was told.
I didn't, honey.
I know you didn't call me.
I didn't call you. I didn't ask the boy to call.
I know, but a lot of times I hear you talking, and I, even if it's about something that pertains to us, I all in.
You know, as a casual observer, Frieda, I heard Frieda say he just called to get his point of view, and then when he started... When you asked him what his point of view, Frieda jumped in and said he doesn't have a point of view.
But she asked him to call with his point of view.
You can't ask somebody, what their point of view is. I thought you could have one of those kind of... Okay, let me explain to you about your radio show.
Did you just want me to tell him, like...
No. Here's the way the radio show works.
If I was going to get scolded, I wouldn't have called in.
If you were going to get what? Scolded.
Yeah. You're kind of a hero here.
I just thought a lot of times if we're having a discussion that relates to the home, I call in, we banter, we chat a little bit.
Yes.
Then I go on my way. I just thought maybe Bart never knows when to call in because he's out of hearing.
That right.
He might like to just call in, chat, banter a little bit, and then go on his way since you were talking about a topic that pertained to him. That's all.
I before we went on the air today, in real life, I already yelled at him about making sure that he's appreciative of you coming down there and helping him out. Isn't that true, son? Didn't I yell at you good about that today? I mean,
yes.
I'm not making that up. I called him on the way in.
All right. I just should have. You know what? I'm a listener, not a caller.
Now, hold on. Listen, honey, you hold on a second.
My mother's a whore.
Hold on. I need to.
Oh, dear.
Now, your mother is living with us. What's up with you?
Well, I'm just trying to be a good listener now. I shouldn't have meddled.
Hold on. You just said that your mother is a whore?
Wow.
Hold on.
Hi. This is Don's mother-in-law. It's Peter.
Listen to that. You said
I shouldn't have meddled. I thought I like to hear Barty on the air occasionally. He's never on the air. And because he doesn't know when to call in, I just thought it was a good opportunity to have a little relatable.
All right, you know what? I think thank you, and I love you, and I'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Okay. Hold on, Bart.
Okay.
Hold on. Which line is she on? Let me make sure. Okay. So here we are, just us now.
Just the guys.
Hey, Bart.
So how are you?
I'm fine.
I'm telling you, she is going to be wound up by the time she gets down there.
I know.
So you'd be cool with her. And you and really, like I told you off the air, seriously, you know, appreciate the fact your mom's coming down there.
I really do appreciate it.
Help you out with that stuff. I think she wants me to probably yell at you about how stupid you are about stuff like electricity and stuff.
What are you talking about? I did the electricity today.
There you go. See? Hero.
I did it an hour ago.
Okay, well, man.
What's doing the electricity? Is this some sort of new college prank?
It's getting it turned on and getting the billing set up.
See, just happy if you say just happened an hour ago.
Hold on a second. Did I hear getting the billing set up?
Uh-huh.
Have we been in South Carolina too long? I just heard your son say getting the billing set up.
Well, that's what I was doing.
How's it?
Oh, man. All right. Listen, how many more exams you got? One more tomorrow?
One more.
One more. All right. Do your best.
Y'all doing well?
Yeah, we're doing fine.
Okay. All right. Clean the place up. You know, make it presentable when Mom gets there.
But I'm moving out.
Well, I know, but don't leave it in. Clean it up so that when she gets there, she's not like the cleaning lady.
But she never was going to be the cleaning lady.
Okay, who is going to be the cleaning lady?
I am.
You are. Okay, all right. Well,
he requested the vacuum.
Good. Well, I bet that's probably why Mom had you call, so that I would give you, that you would have some directive like this then. So you will be doing the vacuuming.
Yeah, I just asked her to bring one because she said I shouldn't buy one.
Okay, good. Well, that's good, I guess. Okay.
All right. Good.
I'm cool with this. You know,
I think he's fixing to take care of all the cleaning.
Yeah, I reckon.
All right, well, y'all have a good day.
Why? Why are you so mean?
Because I'm married to Mom. That's why.
Don't fret about your kin, Bart.
Don't fret. Happy Mom-O Day.
Happy Mom-O Day.
All right, I'll see you. All right, bye, son. Love
you.
See
you. Love you, Jim. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, now just give me 1 second.
I think you handled that well.
I really don't know what she wanted me to do with him calling in. It's like throwing him into the lion's den.
She thought she was helping the show. She said she thought he would have a relatable about the moving.
I think all you did get was a little bit of the tone that we both are, and anybody with a kid has gotten this tone. When I ask him about the electricity, mm-hmm. right away, almost the Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah.
It's on! I just turn it on!
I did the electricity. Yeah.
I did the electricity.
I remember stuff like that.
Gosh, Mom, I got exams. I don't know when I'm going to turn it on.
Exactly.
Right. See, now this is what you really wanted. You want to he can't hear. Go. You want to unload a little more on him? Go ahead. I know.
No, I mean, it's all under control. I didn't expect you to yell at him. I mean, I expect you to do that in real life, on the radio.
That's why I said I did on the way in today. I yelled at him.
What I'm saying, I wanted the facade of, you being good friends and it all being lighthearted on the radio. In real life, you can tear them apart. But that's not, I just tell them to
hold
call
on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Yeah. Boy, you're really pulling back the third curtain today or whatever it is. I don't know, you're talking about the facade.
I'm joking. I'm joking. She's with joking. You.
Okay. Well, I didn't know, Lucy, that you were going to, be on the show today and do a skit with me.
Sorry, I didn't mean to. I thought you were good at improv. Sorry about that.
Oh, God, I should have gone to the acupuncturist today.
that must be it.
7 o'clock tomorrow, we'll be driving down the road. You'll see your taillights on the big truck.
You see it.
Yeah. You'll be eating taillights.
There you go.
All
right. And let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Well, I guess a question for everybody but Frida. Do you think it's a wrong thing if a man on a Saturday morning drinks at 8 a.m.?
No. Nope,
not at all.
Buzz?
It depends on the circumstances.
What if his wife is just leaving town for Mother's Day?
If you have no responsibilities, then you're an adult. Go for it.
I know one boy that would agree with you, because while I was downstairs getting things out of his room to move to Clemson,
yeah.
found a good old bottle of champagne in one of the drawers.
That rat.
Leftover from New Year's Eve.
He lives the high life down there.
Well, it's a sign of class.
Fat rat.
It's like going to your son's room and finding the champagne and condoms.
Don't forget about the thing that grosses me out is I can deal with finding. Now, they're not used condoms
of course.
In my kid,
well,
but they're just
God
packages
for that.
Of condoms. What grosses me out is he does the skull.
Oh yeah, the dip.
Do you find
his dip cups down there?
Yeah, it'll be like a big Evian bottle.
Oh, that he uses
just,
that.
That he's just spitting in.
Looks like it's full of dark tea.
Yeah, it does. It's
nasty.
Yes, it does. That's nice.
All right, Google. And this weekend, would you please buy us a new vacuum cleaner? Because I'm taking the old one down to Bart.
You got it. That's my Mother's Day gift to you.
Thank you.
Okay.
How'd she figure that out already?
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, I love you, and happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
You are a great mom.
If you're judging by the product, I'd hold back on the kudos.
I'm proud of him. He's
fine.
He's an artistic, creative kid.
And your godson wanted to wish you happy Mother's Day as well.
Yeah, there's another one that I...
All right, can I get mine in first, please? Okay, I got yelled at
last year, Mom.
Happy Mother's Day, Frieda. I've been trying to get that in for 5 seconds here.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you, Mike. Thank
You're welcome, Frieda.
Happy Mother's Day,
That was from Mike. Shut up, Buzz. That was from Mike.
Yes. And I said, thank you, Mike, first of all.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Good. All right, baby. I'll see you later.
Okay, bye.
We got a break. Be right back.